Wow, Professor Pop, why haven't we explored the whole ocean yet? I mean, it's just water, right?
Great question, Lily. The ocean is huge, incredibly deep, and super dark down below. It's much harder to explore than space, because water pushes down with a lot of weight, crushing submarines if they're not built really strong.
Oh, so it's like trying to swim in a giant invisible pillow that wants to smush you?
Exactly. And it's also really expensive to send machines deep down. That's why scientists use special underwater robots and deep-sea cameras to explore places humans can't easily visit.
Robots exploring the ocean? That sounds like a sci-fi movie. How do these scientists find new ocean creatures?
They use deep-sea cameras to peek into dark waters, special nets to catch tiny creatures, and even study fish that wash up on beaches. Plus, DNA testing helps them know if something is totally new to science.
DNA testing? So it's like a science detective kit to find new ocean animals!
Exactly. And guess what? Most new ocean species scientists find are really tiny or live so deep that humans rarely see them.
Tiny? Like teeny shrimp or worms? Are they scary or dangerous?
Most of them are not dangerous at all. They're just really good at living in places with no light and crushing pressure. Some even glow in the dark to find friends or tricks.
Glow-in-the-dark ocean creatures? That must look like an underwater light show.
It really does. Scientists call these glowing animals bioluminescent. They help us learn how life can survive in extreme and weird places.
So, does exploring the ocean help us solve mysteries about our planet?
Absolutely. It's like exploring a giant secret neighborhood. 95% of the ocean is still unexplored. Every new discovery teaches us about evolution, amazing adaptations, and how life can survive in places nobody thought possible.
I love the idea of oceans having secret neighborhoods. If I were an ocean explorer, I'd want a submarine and a flashlight to find new creatures.
That's the spirit. And here's a fun idea. Turn off your lights and use a flashlight to explore your living room as if it's a deep sea world. What strange creatures might your couch or lamp be hiding?
Oh, my couch is a giant sea monster with soft tentacles, and the lamp is a glowing jellyfish.
Perfect. See how imagination helps us explore and discover? Just like scientists finding new deep-sea animals, your ocean adventures can be full of surprises.
Now I want to name my sea monster. How about Tentacool? It has super stretchy arms and glows at night.
Tentacool sounds like a perfect deep sea buddy, and maybe one day, real scientists will discover creatures just as fascinating and give them cool names too.
That makes me excited to keep learning and exploring. There's so much underwater we haven't met yet.
And that's the best part. Our ocean is the greatest treasure hunt, full of mysteries and amazing creatures. Keep your eyes open for news about new ocean discoveries, and imagine what incredible animals might be just waiting to be found.
Thanks, Professor Pop. I'm ready to be an ocean explorer every day, even if it's just in my own home.